It's September. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
One of my favorite things to do in September is to go up to the high country, find a great big rock pile right at tree line, and sit there for a couple of hours watching the pikas and the marmots preparing for winter. They go about it in a completely opposite way. The pikas are all frenetic activity, racing across the tundra with their mouths full of wildflowers and grasses. They feed on that all winter. In contrast, you have the marmots basking in the sun on a big rock, or just sort of sitting out there munching away on the tundra. And there's a good reason for this, of course, that the pikas stay awake all winter and they need that food supply to get through the winter. The marmots come October are just going to go into a very, very deep torpor where their body temperature drops to about 40 degrees Fahrenheit and their heartbeat slows to a couple or three beats a minute. Weasels are almost obligatory in these rock piles at tree line, and you'll see them slithering up and over the rocks as they hunt pikas. And when the winter snows come, those weasels continue hunting the pikas throughout the winter under the snowpack. So if you go back in the winter, you're likely to hear little squeaks underneath as the pikas scurry around and the weasels chase them under the snow.
At this time of year, Coloradans start thinking aspen. A lot of people wonder why you see a grove that's totally golden next to one that's still completely green, or why one stand is red and all the rest are yellow. The reason is genetic rather than chemical. Aspen spread by root suckering rather than by seeds, so a whole grove may actually be just one plant that is cloned to cover the entire hill. But there may be another clone that is programmed for different timing and color right next to it, just like you can get two sisters with different colored hair who like to get up at different times of the morning. It's still too early for more than a few branches or isolated trees to have turned, but it's not too early to plan a trip to the western slope for the third or fourth week in the month. Some of our semi-secret nearby spots are along the old Switzerland Trail. Although you can drive this road, there's little traffic, so it's great for hiking or biking. And while you're out aspening, listen for the rustle of leaves. American Indians called aspen the tree that whispers to itself.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.